Blog Talk Radio.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost.
Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you? Half truth is Hotep Luya, that's humor. I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human. The body is trash, a bad computer. A ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it. And sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer. And rap into it, while blast the future. And say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still conscious, waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flint to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous, just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history. They brought Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding, all about branding. Feel like a fraternity, niggas wanna brand me. Niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't want a damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go. All this shit is trash. There is not a plan B. Way too hard to let go. Where we gon' end up? Where we all landing? This is just a shit show. This is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far. Couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived. Many battles I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, would it be any thought? You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are. These ropes, they don't go nowhere. These highways are a dead end. I've had my share of losses, I've had my share of blessings, and I sure know what hell is. And I ask you this question, if we are still imperfect, then how do we know what?
It's all about population control, man. See, they know what you don't know. But it's all you.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to fight all of them demons.
I can teach you.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
Yeah.
I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo, it's far beyond them reading.
It's a blessing.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
Yeah.
They built the country as a corporation, so they eating. Blind you with the garden of eating.
They blinding you.
Poison everything that you eating. Mine don't show them glutamate up in your seasoning.
Damn.
They breathing, but they ain't living for a reason. Just tap into yourself and find a secret. Write your plans down, you just gotta mean it. Before the Masons, it was carved in the ceilings.
Yeah.
Before the Rothschilds created all them billions.
Uh-huh.
I'm just giving little secrets to my children.
Take that.
We was the Nagas before the niggas. And the British museums, they got all the pictures.
You can see
Vatican cities got the jewels and the riches.
They stole it.
Some became stitches to get positions.
Trying to come up.
It was the plantation before the prison. The secret is to create your own vision. Man, I'm God in the flesh. Man, I'm out your jurisdiction.
Yeah.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to fight all of them demons. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo, it's far beyond them reading. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. They built the country as a corporation, so they eat. They got costumes on and they ain't trick-or-treating. This real shit, and I don't need a feature. Just sit back and learn from the teacher. Fight your vampires, yo, we call them leeches.
Come to suck your
Watch
blood.
Out, they come to prey upon your weakness. Vibrate, so the hate wanna fend you. Hydrate off the lakes that'll heal you. And stay away from them niggas trying to kill you. Predators got a nigga head on the menu.
Them
prototype had them blind so they can get you. We children of the stars, that's why we shine like a crystal. DNA from the gods, this melanin's official. Palo Santo burning around like a ritual. Walking organite, got the light, metaphysical. I clean my aura up, holy water on my spiritual. My third eye realized me and God is identical. That's the secret.
It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret.
I teach you how to fight all of them demons. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. I teach you how to tap into your genius. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. This is a blessing, yo, it's far beyond them reading. It's a secret, it's a secret, it's a secret. They built the country as a corporation, so they eat it.
Thank you. See what I'm saying? So now, going right along in the book Sheba, the erotic ascetic, it says that when Sheba, which is nothing but harvest, it's the stuff of Osiris that has been locked down for years. They say that Sheba and Parvati, when they get together and have sex, the guys go in fear because they are nothing but two sections, two halves of the universe. Now, don't you get it why the government says we cannot let the black man and black woman come together in any form of eroticism in the media? Because they know that when you come together, you see what I'm saying, and really know what you're doing, that you change shit. Because you say, well, wait a minute, hold on, I'm trying to figure this out, Bobby. How can you say me going in the bed and bumping and grinding is going to change the universe? They're not talking about the dead niggas out there. They're talking about the conscious people. That's why, like one sister from San Francisco called. She said, I know what you're talking about is right. She said, because as soon as I became conscious, the men left. She said, this is one of the, I said, you know what's interesting? There's a big problem with conscious people hooking up that we got to have a national registrar to get people so you can meet different mates, because you're tired of meeting stupid mother. And I asked her, I said, well, what's wrong with the brothers and sisters that's in D.C.? She said, I can't fuck with these dumb dead niggas. There's got to be somebody in the consciousness. So the point I'm trying to make here is what they're not telling you here is when you hook up on the conscious level and bump and grind on the passion level, you change the universe, because the penis or the lingam is one part of the universe and the yoni is the other part of the universe. And when they come together, they change things. But you keep thinking it's outside of you, but it's inside of you. So as a result, I had to figure out what this thing wanted, and what it actually wanted was, they say, look, it's like worldwide wrestling. It's like anything else. It's like role-playing. You set up the combat that you want when we bumping and grinding as a form of warfare to counter the white man's warfare that he's doing physically. Do you just get what I just said here? I'm talking about something different now. Because before I said, even Dawood said, you know, they don't want you to bump and grind. You know, before he went crazy. This sicko. He done talked himself out of a damn conscious career. Nobody don't want to hear what he say. They said, when you bump and when you rumble the sheets, something can come up the wrong way, but there's a science to it. The science here is this. Let me show you what I'm talking about. This is the science on how this thing is done, to break it down to layman's terms. Let's say you want to affect something. Let me give you an example. Let's say you were wronged by the government. Something they done did that done got a nigga mad. Well, that's every day. All right? They done did some shit that got you mad, and ain't nothing you can do about it. What they're saying here is go in and lay down your strategy on how you're going to whip his ass physically, but you're doing it mentally. Rehearse your strategy. Then go into the sexual zone and think about the same ass whipping while you're having sex, and you fuck this motherfucker up. See how it goes? You see the science? This is the sexual kung fu. You know how you ever just sat down and just want to beat a nigga ass because it done made you mad? And it might be somebody in another country, or it might be somebody too big, or somebody you don't know, but you just want to just beat they behind. And you sitting there, you ever sat down and you gave a nigga a real ass whipping in your mind? Anybody done this before? All right, you take the same energy, but when you plug into your energy, his energy is to fight physically because he's taking over the earth plane, and his whole life is based on what can I do physically to destroy. But your origin is that of a spiritual origin. So your power lies in the spirit realm. And the gateway to the spirit realm is between the lingam, which is the obelisk, and the yoni, which is the vesicle. You see this on every church. I got a vesicle in here. On every church, you see the vesicle. Y'all all right? See, it's real simple. This is not entertainment. It's just real simple stuff we deal with now. No, that is not one. This is the vagina. You see what I'm saying? The vesica. The vesica. You see this on every church. And the obelisk is the penis. They're showing you how you rule your world through connecting with the lingam and the yoni. We knew it has to be right because in the theater and in the cinema, the key is never to show black passion. See what I'm saying? Never to show black passion. And you can get a porno and see black people screwing. But it's a different thing because that's just raw fucking. The romance is not there. That's not even human in a way. You know what I'm saying? You can get the... So it's the in-between stuff that they don't show. They can show you in the pornos, but they can't show you engaged in a passion with a romantic setting. And then you fall off into some love. All right, mystery here is, if his thing is physical warfare, and he goes around the world with his physical gun or his physical penis, you know, Chris Weston taught us about that. Only thing you have to do in this particular case is you set up the same strategy and warfare. For what, it's just start with your surroundings, your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? And you go in with your sexual kung fu. You do it in your mind, but when you do it through sex, it becomes real. This is how this shit is done. Or you want to set up a strategy to get your son out of jail? You go in and you write down your, it's like you write your script out. You rehearse your script, then you go into sex and go through the shit. And this is the way you will be able to bring forth your reality. Meanwhile, it's tearing down the physical matrix. You see? It's tearing down. So when she was coming, she was very violent. I saw what she was saying. Hey, look, man, we got work to do. I'm coming to try to show your ass how to fight. You see what I'm saying? On the sexual level. Now, you notice men, since you had the problem with staying up, once you tap into the sexual aspect or the kung fu in the particular aspect, is you got this role playing you're doing. You don't have to focus on the sexual aspect, so therefore you won't be busting no nuts that fast. You know what I'm saying? Because you got something else on your mind. You see what I'm saying? And it's a combination of both. But this is how they go in here and stuff. So we got to take stuff to the mental realm and go in and start fighting on a warfare thing, but you're doing the same thing that you're doing with sex. We do it in our, how many times you done killed a damn bunch of crackers? You ain't never did this shit, you go in there and all, you know, this. I done went into whole police precincts and ain't left nothing living but Negroes, and I wanted to kill them too, but I said, nah, we gotta draw the line somewhere. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So my point here is why not do that shit? You got a problem with fucking Amadou Diallo killers? Well, go to the precinct, but you do it through the sexual realm.
All right, greetings, everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I am the host, Haru. And today we're going to be talking about phone home. I'm going to be playing a clip from Eternal El Bay, and it's entitled Phone Home, guys. So it's 32 minutes, 32, the divine 32. So Eternal, he's here with us, and we are going to be, you know what, Eternal, let's kind of do it different this time. You know, why don't you introduce the clip? And let us know you know, what is the premise of Phone Home. And yeah, let's just take a different approach today, and let's have you introduce your own clip.
Greetings, peace.
Greetings.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling neutral today. Neutral. Everything is everything.
Yeah, neutral is a vibration. It helps us learn what natural is when we're neutral. So that's infinitely helpful. Yeah, I feel the same way. It was like,
yeah.
Even the world, like for right now, like the weather is on a moment where it's like, it's not cold, it's not hot, not sunny, yet it's cloudy. It's like,
yeah.
What you want to do? What you want to do? You want to do something? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
and this isn't hard.
Am I motivated?
You know, it's not hard.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even feel motivated to do anything. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, could I just take a time out, you know? Now I feel like today was that moment, too. Like, just passing the 13th of what we just went through. I don't know if anybody felt that. I felt the 80 degrees was around here in Virginia. And it was like a wave of powerful energy. And because I was along with the wave, I felt like I was on one of those surfing boards. And you're just going on and you're just shifting with it. And you didn't even know it. It's just that everybody else was on it too. And so they were like, oh, shoot, not everybody was on it. It was just specific people that knew. I wasn't knowing. It was just like, let me go ahead because I want to go ahead and warp in. So it's like you sit down and get the sun rays and you're sitting there and you're like, okay, it's about medicine. It's about learning your medicine. What is your medicine? You know, and certain people become like to themselves, medicine woman or medicine man, when they learn what their hurts are from and how to rehabilitate that intuition. And so with today, today's topic is going to go into basically what we call phone home. Like E.T., you know, it's like an extraterrestrial. However, what if you're alien? What if you're alienated to everything? What if no one really got you for who you were? And so after we go with the phone, I'll explain what's going on after that.
All right. All right, you guys. So let's take a look. Let's take a listen, excuse me, to Phone Home. When I find my phone.
PH1.
Yes, I just had it. Oh, my God. But, all right. So, Eternal, can you talk for like one or two more minutes?
Glad you said that. Because keep in mind, you know, I'm a Pisces. So, when I'm talking, I'm not actually going to go 1 to 7. Or 1 to 12 from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm going to actually go forth a little bit, so you got to bear with me. If you got a piece of paper and a pencil, writing it down will be more helpful and explainable to how I'm explaining everything. And once you bridge it out, it is going to be 12, though. It's going to always be this 12 concept that I usually talk about. So that's kind of like helping you on the bridge to learning what 13 represents. And these are basically like the moon cycles as well.
All right, guys, we're ready. Again, guys, these are 32 minutes. This is a 32-minute clip, 3206 to be exact. If you guys have not been paying attention to numerology, now is a great time to pay attention because the numbers are loud, you guys. Powerful things happening. And it's because we have risen. We have literally risen in Earth. So, all right, guys, we'll be back after this clip.
So you think of phone home is phonetic. You think of how photonic connections of squares, triangles, and all the geometry start to play the aspect in ourselves. You start to see who you are in a triangle, a square or circle, that's what we call it. Wheel, which is the circle, or the triangle that sticks, or you look at the square, the cardinal. These are the three aspects of law, land, air, and water. When we look at land, air, and water, we're also looking at how we solidify, liquidate it, and then gas it out. But as we're thinking as what law is, and land, air, and water, we need air with water. So that's why we have to look at how to how to get into the confidence of ourselves, compassion. So if you know your compassion, is the compass being the square, but also you triangulate yourself into what you fight for yourself.
You have a special little marker situation from about so. This is ET phone home. This is a know yourself board right here. So some of the things here that you may need. Oh, shoot.
We have a clock. Usually by the clock. Channel the clock by. You see that this is where the cross represents. Act of cross is just like how you were saying earlier about there's certain things that are connected when you're on. Represents time, how birth starts, how it's created. So how many months is it?
9 months.
So 9 represents my students at the So this connection, how we start off with the shape, the moving shape. This one is the square.
Why?
Good question. The reason why it's a square is because we have to start off in a square to make anything come into a foundation.
Because like the 3D.
Right. 3D brings in the other.
The arc, yeah, making it the cube.
And when you see it like that, it doubles.
Right.
So you don't really think we're seeing anything. That's why when we're seeing things, we double the mature out there. And then, of course, the 8, like the guy, the scorpion. That's why I do it. First, I have the door knob. That door and I have been able to be like actually doing this for like long. This is the life of going through the circle. A circle that ended up being turned into something. So why is 6 here to 7? That's exactly right. High five. So it is a 6-7. I'm going to start off at 1. But I am every is the head. So as the head, even though it's a circle, it has to think square. The triangle is the next. Circle. And it goes back again. Square. Now, the reason why they're like this is because certain things do that pattern. Let's look at the Gemini energy. Skip stars for a second. But Gemini energy is a circle, right? But it's broken in half, what I get. That's why 3 is on the opposite. Earth is mainly known through the ears of how we hear. So when we're having our eyes.
What? Circle is also 9?
Circle is also 9. From the roof. So you see the 6. This goes from a 9, right? It goes this way. So it's 6. So here it goes like this way.
opposite. So six and nine that version. So our six and nine represent from the stomach, right? Going through off the right, so we're going from Aries the head, right? And these are also the eyes, the season. So then when you have Taurus, you also have the nose. And that's for smell. And once you smell and breathe, it gives you the idea of how you think. So how you think connects to a neurological system in the hand. So this always represents by me, this is why Gemini energy can resonate off of the core, cancer, the skin. And the skin is like, there's the door. Now, if I look at this from a head point of view, Gemini also is the ear. The ear concept now happens to be the body of the head. So now we're talking about F, T, W, A, 4.5. This is the first ear. Most of it is appearing real. But at the same time, this is fire, earth, air, rain. And so you're going to always have fear in every box. First fire will be fear. I mean, fire. First box will be fire. And then the next box will be actually reflection. But it goes into the change. So at the bottom of this one, we got fire again, but now look at what the fire does, the triangle. But now the triangle has to be a different switch-up on how it thinks versus the fire that was up here. We got the actual heart is the second governor, well, I should say to the body, but the first governor to the solar plexus. That's why 5 o'clock. You might be hungry. Getting close to 6. And then at the same time, when we cross it, 11. 11 is a representation of putting 5 and 2 together, and we got 7. But 7 represents balance. Whenever you need to balance yourself, you are going to want to eat because what's going on. So 6 together 7. 7 is balance. 7 is going up. And you see like a 7, it goes like this. But also it can go the opposite way. So from here, there, and another way, let's say the opposite going down. This way, this way. Anyway, 7 is up, that's the upside down right there. And then you see right side up. They just cut off. And you have to think about how the body eat things, you might slow down and get off this concept, update it, but it's to a point where the body can't just straight shoot it out, man, so it might kind of drive its way up.
Like technically.
Right. So just like with this and with this. And if I go on the opposite end, so it's like how ethical smoke or the 8 represents. Just like the 7. I did this on one side and then went the other way. So it started to make diamonds. That's why 6 is the actual diamond.
Right.
Notice
right,
I put it that way.
Right.
So this is the unfolding of the square.
Right.
Right. Square, right?
Right.
It's opened up. You see that line. Yeah. So you go into energy, you go in, and this is an outer point of self. Like how we have a diamond in the car. That's why the diamond is the point where you can, it has to be like a Gemini. The spark has to be cut, shaped, perfect, perfection.
Gems.
Gym, many gym. But it's the connection to
out of many gems, is multiplied into 6 and multiplied into 9. 3 times 2, 3 times 3.
Oh, the 369 connection.
So that's where music comes from. 369. You got 3, 6, 3, 9, 6 is important. But this starts music. You're in a triangle like this.
Yeah.
At the same time. As long as there's centering going on. Now, of course, the only thing that's missing is the 12. We'll get to that once we get down here. All right, so I went from 6 to 7. 7 is actually going back up to the head from the stomach. We're going to the heart. And that's the first fire physical connection, but it's triangular. And then you have Virgo, which is circular now, which is the earth, which is triangular. So now that connection to how we interact with things, we're going in your stomach, out your stomach, up in you. So it's like, what is it doing? So this is our analog. We have to deal with stomach, gut, and things of that nature. So just like how we go up, this is the pineal gland, pituitary, hypothalamus. These all connect to Libra, which is our balance. So when you think about it, it's the scale for the fish, as they call it, which also they call it the scales. When you're doing the scales, your heart has to be heavy. It's going to be light. It will. That's not even heavy. When you think of Scorpio, Scorpio is desire, but it's also relate. Hit the word 8 when you hear it. So this is why 8 uses the point of after you ate at 6. You're eating at 7 and you're doing about 8 because you ate it. The only thing now to do is to do it. Not out. Well, you're not going to nod out because 9 is being born. You're going to sit there and you're like, now here comes 10 o'clock. Now you, what you gonna do with that? Or will it be like the knees? Or the other word, knees. When you think of Capricorn, Capricorn has different captions to it. Did you hear captions? There's also captain. Even a cap. Like a 10. Even a TV. I represent this digital. Digital world. So this is a new deck. Time to come to the new deck. It's like changing it to 8. Why'd I say 8? Because how many letters is it? That 6 of Virgo means that 2 in Taurus. So I have and I'm gonna add this together what I get. 8. And I ate it, there it is again. So now, what if I do 8 times 8? You know what that is?
64.
64. And they do a 64 grid in my chain. Alright? And our chain represents frequency. For chest. But the 64, if I add these together, what is that? 10. Again. Again, just like the new deck or the new jack. We use it for cable. We also use this for cable.
Yeah.
What do you got on? So his family connect to the jack. It's like saying that's the sun without knowing it. Look at reach for the stars. So star represents the 5. Here, that's the first part of the triangle, but it's catching rays on 2 sides of the star. Make the star. This was a 4. This makes a 5. That's why 5 can be in here with the X. See it?
Yeah.
This could be like saying 1, 2, 3, 4,
triangle is a perfect square. Mm-hmm. Versus just saying
it's a
square.
Right. It's like the base of the pyramid. You see, you see,
there you go. So they're seeing three sides.
Right.
So it's just like the Gemini. Gemini has to know that there's more sides to Gemini versus just three. 9, 6, 12. This is like saying, okay, you're going to change yourself. One. Because you know what side it is. But once you're standing in the center, it's like saying, okay, I know this is my side. I grew up, let's say, 7 years, because that's what it takes, 7 years to say, I know Gemini now. So now that I know Gemini, do I go back or go forward? So as you learn, so, okay, now I know I'm going to go coming through. I get down to Captain. Captain will be capital. That's with an A-L, capital with a O-L. You got decapitate. You put a bottle cap. You have attention. You have testament. Notice it's in there, but it's backwards. It's switched around. So what I mean by day is that mind of knowing alpha, beta, A, B, C, to make it as numerology. And it came up with alpha, beta. Alpha, beta was a frequency. So we went to 26, got the cable, got the wire. So we're using 8. 8 is like the day. Yeah. Earth. By what you got desired by, what you were relating to. Especially if you don't know sensual and you just start with sexual. So when I get to IU, this all the time, right? So this is like saying, if I saw this on the wall, what would this look like? It would like two, yeah. What's the other thing, though, as far as a component? On the wall. If I did this. What does it look like? Well, this itself. What is this?
A door. Help me out here.
Go into dimension.
Okay.
You was at the wall and you want some kind of
plug.
There you go. I know it's technology. That's why I connect to the angels. Technology in Aquarius. How we get the water bearer. So the water bearer is going to bring reflection. So how do you get reflection if you don't have water? That comes from Pisces. Pisces is a circle, triangle, or Aquarius, square, capital. This would be like the last square sign from the first square sign, Cancer. That's how you know the match.
So this is mutable. Does it match up as well with that? Okay. Triangle would be?
This would be cardinal. This would be complete. The triangle would be six. And the circle would be mutable. Now, what I mean by cardinal is they think it's like up and down, left and right. They also think it's boxes. So when I think when we talk about the triangle or the six, think in the triangular form, whether it's this way, that way, that way, that way, that way, or the opposite way going forward. So their triangles usually make this. So that's how they might only think of it on the side of the triangle. So they have to see all the sides of their triangle so they can't just say, oh, that's the same one. Because if you look at how you have a square here, right? I put a draw a line here. I mean, it's weird. I mean, triangles. Right, so it'd be one here and one there. But yet, if I cut a line here, cut a line there, how many triangles you got? Right, so it's like the existence is in the shape. You just got to not see yourself as one-sided shaking, and nothing else is in there. So as far as the area, it's going to be more logical. If the triangle is more fixed, so it might be fixated on certain things. I might want something, but not knowing the real true logic behind it. So now I have something like an area. Say, no, you don't need it for that. Because you got this, you got two grand. You're like, oh, right. So now I got to look at this angle. That's why a triangle is representing an angle. This also is upside down, like a torus sign. This is the tool. It's also represented for the A. That's why we think on the head, we need to put an A fragment in the neck. When we think of Taurus, Taurus also has that name. That's why Taurus and Aries might not get along, but they could get along because they're right next to each other in the house. One and two. Yeah, and this first section of the first of what we call the quarter of the house, out of that 1, 2, 3, because usually 3 is connected to a triangle, right? So that makes a triangle like that. So this would be Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. So like hour clock, like let's say 1 a.m. 1 a.m. I say I might be tired, I might be going to lay down. Here's 1 a.m. I lay down, but I ain't go down yet because I have something I'm checking about. Because I'm feeling whenever I was good. So now I need to analyze. I'm hungry. Somebody can eat. So it's like, how are you utilizing these? It's really a diagram to yourself. Now, of course, you don't have to use it like at 1 a.m. I got to lay down. You can probably lay down as well. So it's like, how you put this in your own map helps you time yourself. When you look at how I know the ankle. So a kill also. So what would you kill? Nothing but the kill. Now imagine that. What were we talking about over here with five? With opposite kind of? Which is what? Aquarius. So 5 plus 5 is 7. But 7 is a connection to how we, you know, use our will. If we don't, we can kill the same will. And why? Because desire is in between that, the 8. So this why loving has to be a messenger after 10. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you mess up. And whatever you mess up is probably because of how you believe in it. So that would be the next one. What is it that you believe in? You know, and it's not even really believe in this world. So if you be, what would you do next? Yeah, what I just said. If you be, then what would you do next? So what is the answer? Before that. If this is the 13 that's not up here. After I be, what did you do next? I just said it in my question. There you go.
What did you say do? I wouldn't have to do.
What did you do?
Oh, okay.
This do happens to be what's being owed. But yet, it's the water. So it's really a reflection that's happening in the 13th chapter. We're not knowing about the 13th zodiac. 13 represents how a lot of us might have man and man, woman and woman, and we got to still deal with it. So now our emotions might be tied into it. So now we got to go past what everybody else believes and just do certain things. Because it's how you be is really what's connecting. So you have to know your 13. And the 13 represents this
1300 hours.
So we like in tune ourselves at 24, which would be 00, and then we're going into 13. It was like, how did this become a 00 after this? So it's like our time frame of ourselves is in basically all our shapes and how our practice. If I was to draw this up, I thought more or less would be like a triangle.
of that day, you'll have a purpose for every section, every second is corresponds to a purpose or
objective. Yeah, he said second. Second is deal with two, right? Two. Or seconds with hand B on it, right? So when you think of seconds, as you see, seconds is still connected to secular, like six. So there's a point of there's six into this. When I'm doing the minute, M-I-N-U-T-E, the minute also has the verb M-I-N in it, which is also connected to sex. You wouldn't know that. So there's like a masculine and a feminine always put in front of us. If I look in the word, what do I see in there that's a deity? Do you see a deity word in there?
Nope.
Yeah, nut is sitting right on in there. But this is also a deity word. Men. So we've been like not knowing who we had in front of us. But we look at for seconds. Not knowing what.
The saving with customized car insurance from Liberty Mutual, I customize everything, like Marco's backpack.
Based on the Mayan calendar of wave harmonics and resonant fields and the liberation of the mind. Now, the Mayan, Olmec Mayan calendar is a calendar that is based on...
I'm sorry, y'all.
...resonating fields.
That's a good one, though. All right, guys. TCC, something to you. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of the Hanson Wins Radio. I am your host, Haru. And as you guys always know, I am joined with Eternal Bay. I'm trying to find a song, guys. Him and Summit, Mayan, Myra Ross and Phil Valentine, they talk about the calendar. Love them two together. love the elders. Respect the elders. Oh, come on. All right, guys, we're going to play this song real quick, and we'll be back to discuss, guys. Interesting one today. Phone home is what we're talking about. If you want to call in and weigh in, the number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. Please be sure to press 1, guys, so we can see you in the queue. And, we will be right back.
Concern it. Why don't you listen and learn? That once was strong,
but you too
divided. Even that turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you outside?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents are hurting.
Hurted and ashamed.
They're ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire me.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you're making mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the message
that the ruler you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's
what,
true.
You know what? Fighting again and you forgot why. Hey kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can't trust. You'd
steal my welfare,
and you'd run and buy some dust and big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at it,
go get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
right. Now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you.
And he watched you as you grew. Plus,
at the age of
a little child, that's true. But folks your age don't act like you do. So
be mature.
And put the boy to a halt.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature.
And kids, do your chores.
Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spite.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes inside.
And a man never loses a fight
in God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw, and it's true.
You know what?
Hey young world,
the world is yours.
Hey young world,
All right, guys.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty to all. No matter what, guys, whatever the situation, whatever you may be growing through, not going through, but growing through, just keep going. It may seem challenging. It may seem challenging at first, you know, I want to say at first, but just one thing that I'm learning is to keep going. So somebody needed to hear that. All right, guys, royalty to all of you guys. What we're talking about today is phone home. The YouTube lecture was great, although Eternal, I want to let you know that this is one of those lectures to where you have to be sitting down in an intimate setting in order to get the lesson, you know what I'm saying? So the YouTube was great, and I, you know, kind of got bits and pieces or whatever, but the thing is, I personally feel that this is one of those intimate setting lectures, which can actually be a good one, you know, for you to teach going forth in the future in the arenas in which you will be, you know what I mean? But just, Eternal, if you don't mind, just break down to us, you know, what you were trying to convey in the lecture, what is phone home, and I see that you equated the astrology within the phone home. So if you can just break this down in a verbal aspect for us, for ear, it'd be appreciated. You should be unmuted, or, yeah, you go ahead.
Yes, I do apologize. It was like my first time really ever putting anything on YouTube. And, you know, it was all the kinks that we didn't like analyze and say, wait a minute, if we put this for ear, how would this make sense? You know, so, but it was like a rough draft. And my brethren, Pomoja Tutashinde, he's out there too, but Vibes Cartel, if you look him up, Vibes Cartel is V-I-B-E-Z or it's the S, Vibes Cartel, it's a K, K-A-R-T-E-L. He actually has the children doing food. So they're like showing you how to do interaction with eating differently, you know, because I know that we're looking at wanting to do something different. And so what he did was create a PMT. And there's other things we did also. Basically, Sankofa Jemiah, we was actually doing a Tutashinde, a gathering of helping the people in the community, whether we were going picking up clothing and taking it from one place to another, or food. So it was like a lot of the things we were doing when we were coming out of our separation of each other and running into each other as brothers. And we said, man, we need to do something. We're tired, man.
Like,
yeah, so we was like pushing it. Yeah, give thanks. And it's through years that you see how it's not just like one time. We were doing it through some years of, you know, it wasn't like a walk in the park. So certain people dipped it off and certain people got with other people. And it was like a whole bunch of, we had to like learn from how much in the business do we like kind of like live non-business. And so there's the non-beneficial part to it all. And then so when we got back into it, though, it made it more of an intimacy of saying through our difficulties, we'll see what's the changes in us in light years. We're like now ahead of us and seeing what's there now. Like, oh, man, we did this, we did that. We were drumming and we were actually picking up trash and drumming. We were multitasking.
Yeah.
So we're looking at people nowadays and they got tunnel vision. So it's like, oh, shoot, these people got tunnel vision, and we got peripheral vision. So now it's like, oh, man, we got to go back in and, you know, rearrange this, because it's like when you make a sandcastle and you walk away from it, and then when you walk back to it, it's like all messed up. Somebody knocked it down. You even got another building on top of it. You're like, dang. You're like, wow. But the energy's still there. So it's not like, oh, you can just leave that, because it's like if it's our actual nature, we're still responsible for the nature that's there. And because of that, it changes the dynamic of when we call each other robotic people and non-robotic. When you're saying you're non-robotic, you're more of an empath being versus a robotic being. And what I mean by that is we walk in the store and the person says, you know, next, you're like, dang, this person wants to talk about, you know, getting you out of there before they even say hi or anything. So now it's the point of how do you, like, is there an approach about it? You know what I mean? And so even with people who feel like they're rich, people be so rich that they're not speaking to you because they feel like they're in a higher class. You know, if you're a person on the street, you're going to give them a two-second look, you know, that kind of thing. So
right,
this is why I had to put up what we call phone home. And so the intimacy was about them being around me. And we were discussing it on a kind of like a bridge level.
Go ahead about them I'm with you.
Yeah, so Alita, she was out there.
He may have dropped off, you guys. Or I may have dropped off. We cannot hear you anymore. Okay, there you go.
Okay. Yeah, Alita, Sekhmet, she's on Facebook. But she actually was sitting there, and I had a brother also named Seven, and even Pomoja, he had a couple of moments of speaking out. Where he bridged, and this actually are two clips put together. So he merged two clips, and then, of course, there was some music in the background that was his doing, and he also had this sister named Empress Michelle. You can look her up. This is how we all kind of basically started formulating even more, because we got more into the music side of it, being on stage, Barris Hammond, Luciano, Anthony B., I mean, there's a lot of characters that was out there, even newer ones, Kabaka Pyramid. I mean, it's just amazing how you can just be there and you're doing something that everybody else is doing, And you're like, oh, shoot, I'm doing something that's, you know, it's important. It's not like, oh, it's some side thing. And I didn't have a key to go in the door. You know what I mean? We got Muta Baruka, you know, people like this. And it gets deeper. You know what I mean? Like, how much did we run into people and not know how you got there? And so this is why I was explaining the phone home. In there, I was explaining how we all got body parts, and each body part is like in Lila Africa. If you go into the book of Lila Africa, Leela Africa, who's made holistic African holistic health, on page 308, it actually explains, and that's my actual, you know, birth. Though it's like when I look at the birth. When we're saying via the earth connection, you look at there's some more significant things about it. Just like when you just you put Rick James out there, he's January 15th. So he is it January 14th? January 14th. Let me look over there. Because I was you know, even when you look at what people's energy is. Okay, yeah, he's January 14, 1965. So you got January is number one, right? 14 becomes a five, right? But 14 is 2 sevens. So when I was saying in the phone home, I was saying, why is six scared of seven, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying because 7, 8, 9. And this is a riddle. We all got a certain type of riddles we were learning, just like we learned triangle, square, and circle. Trust that certain people learn a square or triangle or circle of how they live in. Not only that, they describe their body parts a lot. So some people might be talking about their hip all the time or their head or their arms or, you know, you'll find out how they start to talk. Anyway, the numbers also explain something to you. So I said January 1st, right? That's a 0 and a 1. And then you got, that's a 1 plus that 1 next to the 14, so that's 2 ones, that's 11. Now we can stop right there. Now I'm gonna go behind and go all the way to his actual years. His years is 65. That's an 11. Boom, boom. 19. That's a 10. 1. So now I got 1, 1, 1. What is going on here? So now I can add all my ones together, because that's what January was, one, which plus that 14 is one. These twos are ones. And then I add that one plus the other one and the other one. So now I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ones in there. And then the 4 plus that is 9. So now he's a symbolic 9. And because he could spread the message, that's what he did when he got on the mic. All that becomes a reason why you know more about yourself, if you know about yourself. Now, of course, you wouldn't know it, then we wouldn't know anything. And then what else but he's an Aquarius? So how is you an Aquarius speaking the airwaves through a Leo energy, which is 14 anyway, when you divide, when you divide that by 7, you get 2. So he's the division of himself, explaining himself in a song. And what was it called? La-di-da-di. Fire, man. And it was like, when I even knew that song, I was tweaking it and spitting it to myself, and I was listening to itself, and I'm like, wow, this is some strong stories that he's speaking about it's a way of speaking and seeing it while you're speaking it. So it could just say, oh, I can't wait until the actual video comes out. And then here comes the video. Now you see it, but it's not like how you thought it was. However, you had a vision already. That's called magic. So when we're phoning home, we're doing these type of things when you're using music, when you're talking to each other, you know, when you're doing action in front of each other. So it's very, like, important and key. So what you're doing, that can be profound, that it makes a statement that is imprinted into impact concepts versus I'm going to just do this because I feel like doing this. I don't care what anybody else say to me. when we're looking at, I don't care what anybody else say to me, you're still having everybody else still looking at you and still going to have somebody going to say something to you. That's where it makes it a point where we're not grown yet. We're still growing. And we all have growing life to do. That's what PH1 represents. So when you reach to a phone, you're phoning in on all those zodiacs, all the 1 through 12. And what I was doing was I was explaining each zodiac, which was kind of hard to do because I'm explaining through the people that's in front of me and wanting to explain all of it. And yet I wouldn't have enough time to explain all of it because they're in the room and they want to know more about their zodiac. So I got to go into their zodiac and be like, oh, and then it might be the opposition that they want to know about. Then I have to skip past my 1 through 12, and I can't do a 1 through 12. So
questions for last.
Yeah, and it makes that to the point where I should have did that at first. And that's when I was like, oh, this is my first time doing this. I should have did it that way. Versus just everybody be infinite. Because you can get an infinite moment. Say again.
I said you're learning too.
Yeah, it was a beginning process. So just like phone at home, I was learning what was the trinity between the good, the bad, and the in-between. It's not just a good and not just a bad. And people, what we do is we label each other a good or bad person, and that's what makes us fight each other. You know, that's what the low-key energy is about. So if we're learning what the low-key energy is, that's how you use a phone in the first place. Your telekinetic, telepathic ability from having breast milk out of the womb of the energy of mother going into her chest plate is that energy of love that comes from her heart. So all of this blood that we know about pumping is about how we've lost a blood feeling for each other. And so that's why the phone home was like one of the other things I had to put out was not just myself, us in the village. As my brethren 7, he's up there. He's Haru 7 on Facebook. He's up there also. And we got, oh, and my sister up there, they call her the Funk Houser, Golden Funk Houser. Hold on for one second.
All right, guys. If you have not listened to our podcast, we did it about a week or two ago, and that's the breakdown of the zodiac signs. What I am learning is that the zodiac signs everybody plays a very significant role. And you guys, we speak so much, and I'm so hard on judging another's journey and judging even ourselves. I think that judgment, guys, it's judgment. I think that in which we do has been throwing us off of our game for a long time. So, you know, what I did, and I'm going to tell you by example, okay, because I lead by example, goddammit. I'm not telling you some shit. Well, sometimes I teach on shit, you know, that I haven't lived because I'm still learning. But, you know, I'm a student first, okay? So just know that, you guys. But with that being said, I asked myself, okay, Virgo. Virgo was the number one sign. I mean, I had a vengeance, you know what I'm saying, to learn that it was me fighting with myself because guess what? I'm a moon in Virgo. So it was my Gemini fighting with the Virgo for balance, you know what I'm saying? So that was my inner work. So I began to say, okay, instead of hating this zodiac sign, instead of hating what this zodiac sign is here for or what this zodiac sign is here teaching me, why not be a student and learn to see what the Virgo is? So I did that, and I did it for about a couple of years, and I was here to tell you, I started attracting Virgos. Like, I got one Virgo on my side now, like, Virgos don't really like nobody, you guys. But I said that to say, just think about it in your life. You know, what astrological sign, which is here for a greater purpose, you know, are we neglecting? Eternal, let me know in the background when you're back so I can know when you're back. But, so, yeah, guys, I'm a student in this one, too. so I'm going to go ahead and play a song and then he's trying to come back because I'm driving, y'all. But yeah, I hope you guys are getting something out of this, guys. The message and direction in which we're going as a world, you know, if you're not growing, you've got to recycle back, period. And that includes me, too, because there are certain areas and certain parts, you know, of myself that I don't want to change and grow. And I still fight when the messages are clear. But one thing about it is the universe, you, never give up on you guys. There is no race, okay? We're living in a rat race, guys, but this thing is not a race. This thing is not a competition. So who's going to finish first? Like, you know, they teach us. So anyway, guys, we'll be right back. Virgo, Beyonce, which I couldn't stand. But what is she here to teach, right?
I wanna leave my footprints on the sands of time. Know there was something bad and something that I left behind. When I leave this world, I'll leave no regrets. Leave something to remember so they won't forget I was here. Somebody lies.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. You're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. It ain't no secret, no. Understand that truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he said in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama. Crying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off. Truly, I'm feeling it. I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight. So I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the roots, you be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy. We're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy. Oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary. You just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, and you're gonna run. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy. We're part of something way bigger.
Are you back? Because I was going to play another song.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm black.
All right.
Triple black. Carbon that factor.
All right.
Yeah, the children's story. When he was giving a song to the children's story, that was like one of those major connections, Slick Rick. And the numbers that come out, also, if you look at January being 1 plus 14 is a 15. Now, if you look at 1965, you got also 1 and that 5, that's a 15. If you look at 96, that is 15. See how 15 done hit 3 times? So when you think of 15, 15, 15, there's something symbolic about that. So let's look at 55 being a master number. Let's look at also if you got January being 1, right, plus the 14, that we could just add them into the whole number, 1 plus 4, 1 plus, that's 2, plus the 4, that's the 6. 6, and there's the other 6. There's the master number 66 in his chart. So he got master number 11, master number 55 in his chart, master number 66 in his chart. And you can go on about you learning your master numbers. Now, why you say that could be important, if you just write down on the paper, right, from 1 all the way down to 12, what does a square do? What does a triangle do? And you'll start to make an actual, see, what we were learning about life was about a map. But we didn't know the map was about Ma and Pa. That's why it's called MAPPA. And we changed it to be another word to say map without thinking about Pa being a connection to Ma. Now, Ma represents really your air, your balance. And so in order for you to connect to all of these things, it becomes a Kemetic way, not an Egyptian way. And so when we're looking at Egyptologists, it's one who studies the actual science that comes from a Kemetic background. And that's why we kind of look at it in a diaspora. When you hear the word diaspora, it's like sounding like a dying or cutting or dissection. So it becomes, even for the dictionary or definitions, speaking definitions. Yeah, I don't know if you caught that one. But it sounds like the D is also a dictionary dictator. So now we have to define ourselves versus just saying the definition is. Because this is where we're not according to learning A and B, and then there's C, something you didn't see. As I say, A, B, C, your way out. That's not always a smart way of talking to someone. It was also to let you learn the riddle. All these riddles, why 6 scared of 7, because 7, 8, 9, is how we learn to interact with our thoughts, to make it more of a, not just be comical, yet learn about what's the conical way of thinking. A triangle, why is the equation of he walked in on, no, came in on 4s, walked on 2, and then left on 3. And then they talk about it as being man. And then it actually being that you add 4 plus your 2, and then your 3, you get 9. Symbolically, 9 is the mystical number that when you times it or when you plus it, there's this mystical thing that happens with 9. So that's why when I even went into January 1st, 1965 of Slick Rick, his time frames are showing, like at age 15, what happened? You know what I mean? And if age of 15, what happened when he became 30? What happened when he was at 45? You start to see, and know these are the other levels right now. And so look at it where he's at now. He's at 57, which is a representation of when you put these numbers either in one way of looking at it or another way of looking at it, you can see things. Like, say, for instance, that January, what we was going into really represents 1, but 1 represents Aries. And why did I say Aries? Because Aries is number 1, the 1 first zodiac sign. And then here it is, 1 plus the 1, that's 11. So now is Aquarius, right? Now, not even to get confused, because we learned please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. So all of these were a point of saying you can confuse yourself more if you don't learn how to parentheses certain things. So, all right, so we just did that configuration of January, being 1 as Aries. And we put that separated from everything. Now we're going to go ahead and make another box for Aquarius. That's another zodiac that we just saw when we saw these two when they're separated as 11. Boom. Now that you see it as separated, it also makes what we call the master number 2. 2, you can put that down there at the bottom or diagonal from it. But just want to still kind of keep it close to what that important part is of the 11, because 2 represents Taurus. Taurus is the I have energy. Aries represents am energy. Now, if I look at how all of these are mystical moments, Aquarius is the I know energy. So now this is how he's able to speak how he's speaking. But now this is also connected to yearly, right, and the 10-digit number. The 10-digit number is kind of different from when the 9 goes into the 10. Because when a 9 goes into the 10, it's a new cipher. See, we learn in music, ciphering. Like, if you know how to flow, you can cipher the flow. So, in other words, I might say a couple of little words or bridge words, and then I pass it to you and see if you can catch on. But if you can't catch on, you'd be stuck in the riddle and don't know how to riddleize anything. And then it'd be like, dang, stuck. And then it'd be like, dang, man, you don't know how to cipher, bro. And so ciphering went from the way we said it with words to even how the music was the tone to the words. So that's why sounds were the same way as cipher. That's why the music is ciphering. That's why when we hit the drums, we call it a drum circle. It's really a drum cipher because what's going on is the percussion of one thing and then another percussion of another is like an echo and a call and effect towards the echo. So now you're hearing frequency. Now you're knowing how colors can also be in this same aspect. So whether it go from a yellow to a green or a blue to a red, you'll start to feel it as how one could be playing faster than the other one. So now you're seeing all kind of colors appear in front of you, and you're like, where is this color coming from? Well, this is what we call projection. You project just like how a person flows out something that they're saying. This is where we fly at. A lot of us fly through time and don't realize how time, it could be effective so much that we were sitting dormant in time, that we're Rip Van Winkle when we get up, your body and everything. Now, remind yourself when you're laying down that you have to move. You can't just stay where in that position. Yes, you have to move. Everything has to have a movement towards it. That means you got to use the bathroom. That's a movement. It's still move in there. So move, as in the cow, this is how we learn from off the cow. What did she do? How did she do this? Same thing as the bull. We just had to happen to think of them separate because one's a cow, one's a bull. One's a man, one's a woman. One's a female, one's a male. And now how do we put all things out in front of us is that same split off. We're thinking man, woman, man, woman, man, woman. But then we got man and woman together. All right. Well, okay. Man and woman together. And so now we see where the split off came from. Okay. So now we can think, well, if this one is one to be in this culture, let them be in that culture. Okay, coexist. If this one don't want to be in a culture, well, then don't let them. That's only if they want that to coexist. We still have to coexist, whether we like it or not. So now, what is coexistence? That's looking at nurturing nature versus you want to be on top of nurturing and then calling it nature. That's out of nature. That's actually unmastered. So nature comes back in its course. And why is that important? Because it's 12 cycles of that. You put a circle in between you. Out of the 12 times it goes into each one, it got a certain amount of times it goes. So I'm going to say, let's just roughly say 2 hours. There's this two we were just talking about. And this is how you get all these threes coming out of nowhere. And you're like, how did three get in here? Well, it was just two. Because you're going through a dimension of your mental, your physical, and your spiritual bodies. And if you do it four times that, that's where the 12 comes from. So when you're a child at 12, you're starting to learn all four of your physical, wait a minute, fire, rain, now spiritual, fire, earth, air, rain, now mental, fire, earth, air, rain. Now you say, okay, at 12, I should be all right. At 13, I'm grown. I'm going to do some grown things. I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to do what I see grown people doing. But then you realize, whoa, 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 that's a little too much. It's too fast. I don't know how to handle it. I got to still lay down. Oh, man, what's going on? Well, you just like the child that was at pre-K that was learning how to get to kindergarten that said, okay, we don't have no nap time. Oh, wait a minute now. I was used to the nap time. Or were you the one that said, nope, I ain't laying down. You ain't putting me down. I am not because I refuse. I ain't had no nap time when I was at my mama and daddy house. So there's this recoil, reset, rewire program that has to be also established amongst us and amongst our outside. So phone at home was like another way of saying, okay, let's put some charts out to yourself so that you can now go into how you press buttons anyway and not know all these buttons are you. People like, let's say, put you on child support. Some people don't even know your social security number is in there. somewhere you're using it for your code number or whatever, you're not even realizing, like, that's my social security number. Oh, well, I just keep them going. And it might be both of y'all's put together. You're like, what the heck? But these are the things we don't pay attention to. Or somebody give you a code to your, to your bank. And they say, here, this your code. And you're like, oh, I'm not good at codes. I can't memorize any of these codes. And they say, well, let me just do it the way, you're already addressed and put your birthday. Okay, cool. You're putting what is already known about yourself into these numbers because that's how the numbers were already describing you. And so if you look at, like I said, the 1965, all right, so I went January 5th, 14th, which is 1. I said 1 plus that 1, that's 11, plus the 4 now, 6. Now, if I said let's just do the 4 by itself, 4 represents cancer. So he's going to have feelings. He's going to learn about what feelings are about cancer. And then if I add these two together, it's a Leo. 1 plus 4 is Leo. But then if I add 1 plus 4 plus January is 1, the Aries, I'm putting all these together now, and now a 6. That's a Virgo. So what he's going to end up doing, he's going to end up running to these stages of himself. As he's aligning himself to, let's say, in January, start to feel like some kind of Aries coming out of January. And you're like, oh, snap, I don't know why I feel like this. Because February is coming in, but yet that ain't it either. It's in March, near the end of March. So now why am I feeling this way? Because he also has Aquarius in there as helping him get to the bridge of himself. So this is how we look at everyone has rainbows of their self. And you have a big, bright, shiny rainbow that can shoot as far as your imagination can go. However, if you don't think that far, then you got a small, dormant, little, itty-bitty little, might have, it's black and white when you turn on the TV set. That's why that was put there in front of us to be in a box. So if you think box, think that's ahead of you, then it's going to always be ahead of you. It's like the psychological carrot that's in front of you as a horse. This is why we use the horses, wagons now. We want to travel in it so much that we probably don't use nothing else but them. Sometimes you got to get on a bike. Don't just stay on that in that horse's wagon. Get on a bike. Do some actual spiritual exercise versus the physical thinking you're exercising by getting on a machine to exercise. We didn't have to use these machines like you got to go into these workout places to work out. We ain't had to go in there. You know what my mom and dad had? And this was from Germany, so I know a lot of stuff that come from Germany. They had one of them little joints that's on the wall that you pull back and forth so you're working against your own, your own self. What I ended up getting was one of those little stretchy little devices, put it on a fence, the top of it that's already stuck in the ground, and just work on that. My body's right now so sore from that, but at the same time, I'm feeling good because I didn't quit on myself yet, and I won't say yet. However, I ain't quit on myself. So it's like the idea that. Yeah, right? Mindful what you say. Your phone at home.
Yeah,
the universe, multiverse is listening.
Yeah.
I'm looking at my past, and, I just got this book. This brother, he passed it on to me. It's an element book. And when you look at the element book, it lets you learn the periodic table. And sometimes we get kind of caught up into our own way of listening to ourselves. Like Jesus said at the 12, at the table with the 12 disciples. But these 12 disciples, you might as well say they were elements. They were periodic element to the chart, to ourselves. It's the 5 times the 7 or 5 plus the 7. Now, when I say 5 times the 7, it becomes 8. Even though it's 35. Now, the reason why I say that is because when you do a 5 plus a 7, it's the actual 12. However, it's the expansion of what the 5 represents. The corner in each of a square, right, to a center, and how you pull it up, right? That's one way. How you was already standing in it, so you had to pull it up from where you were standing at. And then how you also can go into the ground from there. So that means that when you're at your highest point of learning yourself, you become like a pyramid. and not a pyramid that has three sides to it, a pyramid that looks like a diamond. And how that diamond goes into the ground is what they would think to be as a square. But it goes from a 7 points, right? A 7 points that we don't see because it's what we call a tetrahedron. And so it goes from a 7 to an 8 to even a 9. That's how the dimensions go to its highest point to where redundancy of the numbers go back down, 10, 11, 12. That's why we're stuck in geometric shapes of thinking, because we don't want to think this far. We don't want to say, you know what, that's too much imagination I got to think with. I got to think of what you're saying right now, and I don't got nothing to go by. Well, this is how they learn how to put it on a graph and then start putting the measurements to the graph. Your imagination was first before the measurement, right? There's no way you could have actually measured anything unless you had imagined measuring. That's like the chicken or the egg. You got to know the parents got to be here to hold you down. If not, your egg is unsecured. Somebody coming to get it, you know, all day, every day. And I'm watching these geese actually stay on the egg all day, every day. But they're not staying on the whole time. I see it at night. They get off the egg, but they're staying right there. They ain't going nowhere. They're not going to leave them eggs. So there's a point where they take turns and everything like that. Now, of course, we don't have that right now in this days of technology. However, then when we get older, we do this. You know, some of us, hey, then we got a babysitter. This is where the nanny comes from. This is where the Nancy comes from. But this is also where the godmother or grandmaster comes from. This is why we're learning the 12 zodiacs, so you can know that at 9 months of birth, when you come 13 out of the earth, you're connected by grandmama. And she showed you how to be around Papa. Because Papa, he'll smack you up, don't know what you're doing, real quick. He didn't care about how long, because he's got short time on earth. So that's why the path is different for everyone. Not everyone went to the highest peak and felt the highest part from it. They might have felt the lowest part just to climb. Now they don't feel like it's worth climbing. But if everybody knows that they're a mountain of themselves, then they're going to amount to something. But if they don't, then they'll feel like salt that's bitter or sugar that's too sweet. So this is why we have to find how to balance oneself. That means eat with the 9-point thought. Not saying that you have to do 6.9 in alkaline all the time. It's just that you do need to get up elevated so that when you want to get to a 9-point thought, that's where it's going to come from. When you get to a 7 in angle, that's like going up a step. So this here's the Libra moon coming. Why not? Because it's Aries getting over with. Now we're getting ready to go into what? The Gemini moon. Is it Gemini moon? No. The Taurus's moon, so it would be Scorpio moon. So now learning the oppositions. Why are we, if I'm Aries, right, walking around, I'm the sun energy, I feel the moon energy is going to be my opposition, so that's the Libra. The 6 is Virgo energy, but 7 end up being where you run into your heaven energy. Now, the spiritual mother, Virgo, that's why it's always explained how we talk about Mary and things like that. And like my father, he went in and talked about Mary was dirty. I was like, bro, really? I'm like, do you just hate women? Like, you must hate women. He's like, no, I'm just saying. I'm like, well, I mean, I know they wrote it. However, you don't have to use your imagination that far the way they transliterate it, because there's translation and transliterate. I mean, translation and translation. Either way, there's one way where you interpret it the way they're saying it or how it sounds. So when you're putting a thought to how it sounds, you might misinterpret what's being said. So now it's meaning and interpretation. And so if you don't know the root, you don't know the prefix, you don't know the suffix, you make it a point that where you didn't hear or you're impaired by what you're seeing as you're hearing it. So now it depends on the interpreter who's writing it, like a novelist. Like a novelist shouldn't be a news reporter. That's just like saying a biologist shouldn't be giving you biology. He should give you, this is the study of it. It's not real biology. It's he's studying it. He don't know it himself. He ain't done nothing. You know what I mean? So it's like We're learning from professions who aren't professions is basically what I'm getting to. And you have to learn your own ways of confessioning yourself before you can say, okay, now that I can see it, it makes more sense from this professional who didn't really have it the right way in the first place. And I'm not saying that this is the extreme level. Oh, shoot. This is the extreme level. It's not an extreme level. We are at a point of learning yourself. So be yourself as much as you can. Be in your harmony. You are your harmony of yourself.
We have an hour. We got an hour. Go ahead.
When we're learning how we're tapping into the energy of this phone, it's the pH with the one as a balance. So the alkaline, eating food, changes us. And that's why, like, for myself, I had to learn, what was it that I was learning? At 3, at 8, at 1, 9, as the 9 being the 10, and 75, as that being the 12. So my 12, my at the end, and my 3, 8 in the beginning was the 11, 11 and the 12. So I'm learning, okay, I have to learn Aquarius, I have to learn Pisces. Yet at the same time, teen becoming the 10 was the extra 1 to my 11. So now that's the 12-12. And then when you see it in its own actuality, it's the 33. So now, learning yourself, I have to learn that it's a 6. So how did I learn? From me eating the wrong way. From 6, I get touched the wrong way. You know what I mean? And I had to learn about Virgo because it's opposition to 12. So you'll learn constantly. And then 3, Gemini. You know what I mean? So and then it's 8, Scorpio. What was it? I was touched the wrong way. So you're learning from what you're tapped into regardless of how you thought you wasn't. You're like, oh, that happened to me. Or, oh, I'm not that one. Oh, I'm not same as all Pisces. I ain't same as not. They're not saying you're all Pisces. They're saying that's the beginning to learning yourself. And now, just like how a reference, you got many references, just like the Bible, it has many references in there. And I'm not dissing the Bible. I'm saying it's a buy of the bull. And if you hear it, it's actually saying a bi bull. That means it's a bisexual bull. You're actually interpreting what it is in thought, in imagination. So if you're hearing a bisexual bull, you're actually hearing a man and a woman inside they self. And that's why it's easier to interpret it and still not knowing what you're saying because it's in a mental, a physical, and a spiritual connection. Now, I'm not saying that the bisexual bull is bad or even good. I'm just saying that it has its own way of flowing and we wouldn't know it. And that's why, even like how you said neutral can explain how we're on a middle plane of learning good, learning bad, just not doing bad and not doing good on a level that I'm hurting you. I might be hurting myself, and we don't see that. And so that's why you got to phone home. That's why you got to connect back to the ancestors and say, okay, all right, I done did everything I could do. You know, I don't want to commit suicide or I don't want to kill nobody. And because I feel like I'm working, I'm doing this, yet it might be the discipline. It might be I need to discipline myself more. So now what do you? Are you running into any medicine people? Do you learn how to do any medicine work? Are you getting rid of some shadow working? And that's really important for us because your generation started where you didn't have a clock. You know, they told you sun up to sun down conversations. So now you already felt like a Willie Lynch before you even knew what Willie Lynch or who Willie Lynch is. And then there's the Uncle Tom and all this other Uncle Ned and Nanny who became Auntie Mama. Your life or livelihood been demoralized to a point where, okay, so let's look at it like this. Have anybody heard of braising the cattle? You heard of braising the cattle? Okay, so
I'm
maybe.
Sorry, I'm muted. I'm sorry, I'm muted. I said that I heard it before, but I don't know what it means.
Okay, so braising the cattle was a display where they took like whether it's brass, copper, or gold, you know, using the elements for one, that was already like demoralizing in itself. But then they're actually putting people in it, and they're burning these people up. burning the people up, and they're actually speaking and yelling. And they're like, you know, in pain. However, in the pain, it sounds like a cow that can't move. All these sounds. So they don't really pay attention to how much this was a real, like, event that they were actually participating in. So it's a ritual. And it was in a ritual of basically cannibalism. And so they use the bull as a detriment of, first I want you to see that I'm using your imagination to, like, think of the bull burning. So now, eventually, I'm going to have you burn the bull. It's kind of like with this Easter about to happen. You know, not everybody's going to eat Easter eggs, right? Or they're not going to just hunt for Easter eggs. They're going to actually eat eggs. They're going to eat chickens, baby chicks. This is where Haru starts at. Haru starts at a baby chick. So you're eating embryo energy. They already want to give you a caveman, cave mentality, you know, perversion way of thinking. So take the baby that's from the mother who's the chicken, and the hen, they have Cornish hen on this day too. And they do rabbit day. They think it's rabbit season. So they get the lucky rabbit to catch that. I don't know how is it lucky if you're killing the whole rabbit to get the leg. And then there's the Easter hunting where they're called the leg hunt. It's really called the leg hunt, not the egg hunt. And so it was from a point where they put paint on our young sisters who's a virgin and send them into the woods. And if they got eaten by the wolf, then they were no good. But if they didn't, then they were good for fertility. The Easter bunny is the representation of the Chippendale aspect bunny. But, you know, chipmunk and that whole connection is the whole perversion of putting the masculine and the feminine, and we wouldn't see that they're wanting to show nature, but they got to pervert nature. So now when you go in it, you can domesticate it too, and now you can call yourself savages, and you'll accept savages. See, when the Scramble for Africa came out, they wanted to make us look bad, but we were already looking good. So we couldn't say that, they couldn't say that we were Negroes. We didn't even call ourselves that. So now, what else but I could do is take your manhood from you, make you look like you eat people. And then, now that you eat people, you eat animals. So now, you could be a part of the animal's livelihood, not knowing the totem of how much, you know, you got to be connected to it. So what kind of rituals do we do? You know, like for, like what I did, like this past 7 days, before the last 7 days, and because I felt the vibration of my passing of my uncle, well, my cousin from my father's side, I felt that, and I was like, man, I started, like, I pulled my flute out when in the midst of me getting ready to go, like, I'm putting time into time and helping my seed get to his goal. I'm over here on the bike riding, and it's starting to drizzle. And I'm like, yo, it's starting to drizzle, but I was in the midst of crying because I was listening to these drums playing that was so harmonic, and it wasn't even a bunch of drums. It was one little major drum, and the sister was hitting it, and she was doing it in a indigenous way. And the sisters that was in the background was singing, and they had the chakras, you know, shaking them, shangarays, and they were shaking them. And I was like, yo, this is spiritual. And it was like, I needed that, and it was about a song called Freedom. And, you know, some of us forget our calling, and we forget that that's what our calling is, to still express this energy. And in the midst of me crying, it was crying. The sky was crying. So it's like I'm matched up to it. You know what I mean? And then when I finally stopped, it stopped. I'm like, yo, this is like how you really in harmony with the earth, that, you know, earth still sees, feels, hears you and everything. So when you're in nurturing with it, it's nurturing with you. You know what I'm saying? So, needless to say, as that day went on, I had other things that became other obstacles, so I kind of couldn't even go back to that until I, you know, like right now. And then I said to myself, I got to go ahead and get to my altar, got to get to the altar. So I started putting stuff up there, you know what I mean, regrouping that whole energy, right, putting the water in my glass, and then I'm realizing, let me put this water in my plant. I'm realizing I'm overdoing my water, my plant in the water. So now the plant about to die. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa, what's going on? So I had to take the plant, take it outside, pour it out so I wouldn't kill my plant. But at the same time, it's too much love. Sometimes we give too much love to things. We don't realize that too. So, or you're overdoing and don't realize what you're overdoing. So it had me to step back, look at what I was doing. And I just was like, yeah, because I was going to sit outside and meditate. So I was like, let me do that. And so I set out, meditate, took a picture from a higher frequency of the picture so I could have even a projection of my imagination or how high I would have been if I was up here looking at me. You know what I mean? So putting things in front of you is your projection. Your images, you're like a god of yourself and a goddess. So how do you make goddess and god-like things? That's why this copper came to me like this. I was at 16 with high blood pressure. So touching this made it at a point where I was like, whoa, I went back in time. Yeah, I went into the future looking back. I was like, yo, that's what this whole quantum leaping is about. This multi level is about. Like, I never imagined I had to go get married, have a divorce, so I could look at this copper is important. Because now it comes down to the food, what we need to eat, this copper is important. And it's like, dang it, I never even ran away. This copper's still around me. And it's like, this is how I'm feeding you right now. And it's nature. And it's still natural. It's in the mountains. So this is where that caveman mentality, they get you on Friday, by Saturday, you all wired up, but you're in a different rewiring. So now by Monday, you all messed up. Tuesday, Wednesday, you got a detox. Now I got to see you come in here, get a detox. And look, we almost out of detox already. And it's going to be that constant thing where it's either detox or it's cold flu, cold care. We got to get the cold out of you. But it's yet mucus. It's the bread. It's the drinking. You know what I mean? It's the sweet. And so they got to counteract those all around us if you look at it at a global scale. So now if we don't do these rituals, we ain't protected. We run around unprotected the whole entire time. You ain't doing nothing for your protection.
Let me ask you something for the record. So do you feel that at a root, the way that we are attacked is through our foods at a core?
Yeah. Well, yes and no, because what I'm saying is you have to put in what's being put out right now. So whether if you're not putting it in the earth, at least spiritualize the area so that it comes to you that way. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody's going to be, because I'm looking at Avatar right now, and it's very powerful. I recommend everybody jump on that joint, because ever since you put it out there, I was like, let me go back, because I know when I can go back in time, this is what I call that quantum leaping. I could time travel and some stuff and find out, oh, shoot, this worked for me. Let me take this. And then I come back here. And so Avatar is very powerful. I recommend you watch it. Now, of course, 5 get a little twisted, but you can see what's going on. The masculine and the feminine, they still want to identify. The brother had to bow down and identify feminine taught martial arts. So that's all in there. It gets to the point. Not everybody's going to be the one throwing the rocks. Not everybody's going to be the one with the air. Somebody might have to be the worker. Somebody might have to be the other parts to the, but yet it still functions. And that's what the whole idea. The body is a whole function. And so if you look at food that's around you, that's one thing. If you look at who's people knowing where to go and shop to, that's another. Because you don't always go to Food Lion and expect Food Lion to have everything in there. Multi-shop. And so, and then there might be farmers. Might be farmers around you. If you know, or you might be farming. You know, start actually bridging that. Now, I know some of us, I go in, like, let's say I go in the Food Lion. I got a brother in there. He works in the produce area. Start talking to him. You know, I'm mainly on my complexion. So I look at him and I'm like, yo, peace. And then he's on from the island. So he really on it about the, you know, making food, especially being here. And I'm not dissing us. I'm just saying that there's an importance. And some of us look at it differently when we're not looking at it in a scavenging way. The way you say, dang.
I just told somebody, you know, black is a program that's going to keep you trapped in 3D. You know what I'm saying? So if you're you're not attempting to learn outside of what you believe yourself to be,
yes.
then you already at the back of the bus.
Exactly. And that's what makes it a part of how we got to look at the bridges of all of us, not separate, oh, this Jamaican brother, he eat this, he eat that. Well, look at how he might be healthier. Look at how, you know, what is in the family or their tradition that can help you so you can change your condition. Because we got conditions that we're dealing with. And we did, in a lot of ways, separate ourselves so much that that's why we don't eat those India foods and cuisines and things of that nature. And then I know that we say, well, we're not from there. Well, your melanin could have been from there. So now you do got an issue. Because when you go there, you're going to feel like, I can't eat this. I can't eat that. I can't eat this. Because you never doused in it at all. So you never found out like the Buddha where, let me see what this tastes like. Oh, this is not good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and not eat this anymore. There's levels to where you did this for a 12-year anniversary aspect. That's why they made festivals and carnivals so that you find out all the things that's coming from all around the world. Now, when you find out, though, 9 times out of 10, you know, it gets to where we want to make it now negative. And that's why we don't eat out from everybody. Now we only eat accustomed to whatever we, you know, already traditionally know. And that's what makes it more of a point. When you see people, though, just like the sister said, she had a C-section cut. And when she did that, she had another baby, and then it was another C-section cut. And now you can see what's on her, the slab that's going to hurt her in the long run. And if she doesn't get rid of the slab, it's mainly because of what's going on inside the body. And so just the detox alone, that's a major thing. And so a lot of us got to start where the beginning is, the rewiring and the reprogram. And you said it major. So if you think about how 12 of you being in the 12 years of yourself and not know it, or the 12 as in the calendar, the Mayan calendar, that's why that brother who was giving a speech to Valentine, he'd be on it. Or like yes. even in 2012, it's a new change, it's a new era for yourself to change yourself. So just like, let's say 2012, I know he'd be like, 12? What does 2012 got to do with anything? Well, 20 and the 12, the 2 is like, and think about 20, 4 times 5 is 20. So when you think about 20, 20 is the new vibration of 19. When 19 does, and going to the next 2.0, we're in a new level of like your eyes. Your eyes is 20/20 in a vision. So now your vision, your intuition, your intuitive side can bring you into a higher vibration because harmonically the vibration of the earth is changed. The polarity of the earth changed because on a molecular structure, we've able to enhance ways of thinking beyond how we used to think. So now Mozart, Moses, all of that became a point of saying those are the bridge work. It's the bridge work. And so the bridge work works back into you and your concept to yourself.
Huh.
That's why you look in the mirror. You look in the mirror to find yourself. If not, what are you looking at? But remind yourself, though, your picture of yourself is a past look. So that's what you're doing. You're actually looking in into your past. So what can you do while you're improving your present? Being a present.
That alone itself is a Jedi mind trick, isn't it?
Yeah, because you're not really there yet, but you're going to be there.
Come on. Well, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm at the bow part. But I'm go ahead. Sorry.
It's just a bridge. We're using a bridge, like you
Come
said.
On.
It makes sense to how the level of life is changing us. Yet we're changing what the level of life.
We're changing with the level of life, and you know we have the willingness, you know, to do so. I just made a post earlier. You know, anything that isn't growing is dead. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I was really talking to myself. But, you know, the things that we pick and choose and that we don't want to change, and, you know, it's very clear that the energy is shifted and those things that, you know, and this is for all of us, you guys, those things that things, you know, that with our third mask, okay, because we wear 3 masks, right, with our third mask that we don't want to show the world, that part.
that subconscious stuff that we do not want to let go at its depth, you guys. That is what we should be focusing on, and we should be trying to balance and rewire that. That's just a suggestive, you know, to the world. But that part.
Yeah. So this is why 1320 or 2013 was a change for us. When we said 1320, 13 represents the 12 cycles of the moon changing and coming into the 13 moon cycles. And we were aware of it because of the eclipse and because of all of these other mass astrophic type things that was happening. I don't know if you was paying attention to it, but yet as the lightning was shocking the earth, we could see lines on the earth that showed us we were like kind of basically in a box or a program. So life is happening before us. We just still not seeing how the cubicles of Tetris is being really rebuilt. And it could be inside of our mind, outside of our mind. You know, it's mental, physical, and spiritual. So PMS, SMP, PMS, SMP, and MPS. All of these are the connections to you coming back into your non-self. So birth, being of the earth, you're connected to how the non-apex, your highest point of principle, to your lowest point, like a P, becomes a B or a Q or a D. That's why these letters became another point of saying, okay, well, let me look at it from a number point of view, and then now let me look at it from a symbol point of view. Now I can assemble myself. Because if you're decided on yourself, when have you really looked at yourself fully? Like, why would your mother give you that name? And how symbolic is it? Did you look at it from a Hebrew point of view or a Jewish point of view? Any kind of name basically has a meaning to it, just like a number. So when you know these things, like the zodiac, it's also going to be helpful. That's why you want to learn yourself in a year. You got time to learn yourself, because in that year, it's 17 trillion cells, right? You're not going to just concentrate on it the whole entire time. I'd be like, man, that's too much work. You're not going to do it like that. You're going to do it the way you'd be like, man, something edged me today. Now you've been pushed, right? So now you want to go do it. Sometimes we end up waiting until we get sick before we say, oh, man, I need to find a cure. When the cure is actually happening in you, is when you got impatient. You're like, man, let me go get this cure because it ain't came all the way out yet. And so now you might be at a point where you do need some help because even imagination is depleted as well. So when we're looking at what helps us is also yourself. Learning how to breathe better, right, and learning what do I mean by this 1320. 1320 or 2013 is your four times your five self. You are four times yourself by five, being physical, mental, spiritual. And now you got your physical, mental, and spiritual being connected to what we call our emotions. Our emotions is smell, taste, touch, hear, and feel. Now, when you get into your feel, it becomes now a sensorized way of looking at it. So now sensibility. Why is it sensibility? Because that's the next. I don't have this video out yet, so it's not like where can you get it at. I'm gonna put it out next, though. To where the six end up being now your sixth sense. That's why when you see the movie Sixth Sense, they were talking about death. But death is not as death as we saw it. So why is 6 carat 7? Is the necromancy, is the seeing the depth of somebody's improvement of their self that they had to probably even go through the parallel universe to now explain it to you. So why did the person pass away? This is where you'd be like, dang, I feel like I'm by myself because no one knows what happened to this person, and I know it more than them. Well, that's why you do the rituals. That's why you sit in front of the altar. This is why that's more important than watching a football game and not realize during the middle of the football game they're doing the ritual that you could have been doing to help improve yourself versus feeling like, dang, I just feel like I got perverted by what they just did at the football game. And so that's why we're running into the magic easier. You're more subjective to do it than not do it. You're more subjective to watch this commercial than not get out of the commercial and start working out. That's what I had to do. I had to learn how to not just sit here, watch the TV, let the TV watch me. Now I'm just stuck. You know, it is even at a point where at late at night, sometimes I'm on a Friday and I'm not doing what everybody else is doing. I'm up here building up on the copper. So I look at it like I could be productive. I could be a part of the Abata, you know, bring the unity and the unified side to it versus, dang, I want to do something destructive and destroy myself before Saturday come up. Oh, got to go on in here on Sunday because my stuff ain't right. Now I got to, you know, I got to repent all this negative stuff I just did. And you're about not repenting yourself so much. So now you're a pentacle of yourself. You do what's pentacle. Body with the Pentagon does. It's a six-pointed star, not just a five-pointed star. Now, of course, being a five-pointed star, the B is what we call the sheriff of everything, the sharifa. You know, you're doing a lot of things that's going to help you on a sharifa level. And what that is like the one of the land. You know yourself of the land, you're going to do the right thing. But if not, you're going to do the wrong thing. And that's why you got to be a sharifa of yourself. If not, there's some other issues that's going on inside that from a child point of view, you're going to realize childlike that this is why you're getting punished. And this is why people say, oh, I want justice. You're not getting justice. You need my
Eternal.
Yes, sir.
Eternal, can you please talk to the seniors and elders for a minute? Because I think that many of them are having a hard time in the area of accountability, you know, in this frame and day and age now. They're having a difficult time as to accountability or as to world perceive as their wrongdoings and facing and eating their own medicine. They seem to get stuck here and they seem to die at this area. So what would be your suggestions to them?
I mean, on a collective, we have to, like, be more mindful of them and less so open to that at this time. Because I know even for ourselves, when we're looking at it, we'll be like, yo, this person think they know it all. And then it actually shows that
– can't teach them shit.
Yeah, they're waiting for you to mess up. And now – you feel more precautious of them waiting on you to mess up that you do mess up, and then there's no, like, remorse.
There's
for
no
your
one
mess up.
Winning.
Right, and then, and that's what I was going to get to. Then it's that, to that point where there is no savior at 7:133.
Okay.
And so this is why you got Will Smith and the Chris Rock smash. That wasn't what we think it is. It was about our elder. Yeah, it was about our elder and our younger. And our younger happened to be only but, what, 3 years older? I mean, 3 years younger. But yet, in the 3 years younger, it explains, like, 3 times 12. 3 times 12 is 36. So after 35 is the 36th chamber for us. Now, it's ironic when it was, like, having people talk about it, had a security guard and, you know, people that say, oh, you could have deflected it, or you could have turned, you could have twisted. It was more like I was dumbfounded. Because why? First of all, we not sitting in front of TV like that. We don't ever do stuff like that. We do it behind closed doors. And that's out of respect for each other. He got children, I got children. You know what I mean? So it would have went further than well, we would have even had encountered it. And then it would have been like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. My mama, his mama. You know, it's going all over the place. So what we're looking at is a backstab in society to keep this going, to keep the fuel going. And that's what us are having the issue of. You know, because some of us think of tough love. I got to give you self-love to prove my point of what you listen to because you're not listening. Not everybody's in that. Go ahead.
But hold on. When that self-love is returned, they can't handle it.
Okay, because that's where I was going to go. It's the point of saying, like, if we knew, that's why we go into the Zodiac, the fourth house represents family. The fourth house also represents Cancer. The fourth house also represents the physical body coming into existence. So even if it's 13, it's resurrection. And that's what you just explained. How did the Matrix come into this thing called resurrection? Because it took itself a whole full circle to find itself. Now that we found out we are not the same, We are an inspiration or an aspiration of one another. And because of that, we have different levels to each other. Now, I might not stay on the same level as you, yet we had a level that we were there at. And so this explains how y'all have that communication. However, it could be built on a broken bridge. And so now you see why the bridge is broken. We call it self-sabotage. And so this being that that's wanting to do this to you is basically now finally seeing it, and now it does hurt because the ego got stroked. And we're not always wanting to stroke another one's ego, yet we do it in a way that it could be without the intent. You know what I mean? And then there's ways that where the intent could also be for good. You can say, oh, man, those are some cool shoes you got on, you know. And it's not a big tooting the ego. It was just, I want to compliment you. And this is what makes it so hard for us to go on that side so much, because we're so used to someone taking it away from you, that now you don't want to give out. And this is why these people walk around like this. So now that's why I say you got to have, it's a point where you're less attentive towards, oh, shoot, I want to help this person out because, you know, he's the elder and he got that stick and he look like he can't make it across the street. There's a condition to himself that caused him to be that way as well. So if anything, you put it out there to know that if you're going to let it go, let it go without even feeling like if an insult came to it, attached to it, would you feel bad or mad? And that'll help, because when you like giving out stuff, like let's say somebody hurt and you say, here, you can use my towel. And be like, yeah, but I want that towel back. That's too late. You already should be expecting some upset. If it's at this point, don't look at it at a point to give something out that you want back eventually. If you know that this is how much you attach to it. So that's just like your energy. Talking to an elder, he get bitter at you. All right, it is what it is. I know what he eating. I know he's still drinking soda. He got tar all up in his stomach. He's smoking a cigarette. His temperature is like every time something's wrong, he flares up. So I know who I'm dealing with, and I don't want to be the extra cause to him flaring up.
The bottom line is this. We either going to get it together or not. You know, we're going to either shit or get out the pot, and this applies for everybody. You know, there's no fluffing and there's no nothing about none of it. You know, we either going to shit or get out the pot, and it's just that simple. That's how I'm seeing it.
Well, some people sit constipated, though. So they shit on the pot, but the constipation is what's causing them to sit there longer. Now, it could be a hernia that's going to end up happening. It's going to be hemorrhoids that's going to end up happening. So it's going to be an eruption in the body, because as a Virgo, that's the next, as the body, as a mother part, has to be notified, has to be noticed. You know what I mean? The belly. How much can the belly of the beast can you take?
It has to click for them in their way, though.
And those are the sphincters. Those are the fires. You got a heart and you got a head. Now, you can follow with your head, but is it leading your heart? If it ain't leading your heart, then it might be just your head. And so there's this point of where they're coming off at the hips. The hips is now more important now. I'm going to shoot off and be like the knowledge knower or the knowledge bringer in the wrong way. And so now someone could be in a jam.
Is it really a wrong way, though, Eternal? Is it really a wrong way, or is it just the way in order for you to grow how you do it?
No. Well, that's what I said earlier. There is no wrong. There is no right. There's a trinity in everything. So
right. There's
going to be a right and there's going to be a wrong. There's going to be a right or there's going to be a wrong. That's why I can't justify what Will Smith did. Yeah, it was justifiable at the same time.
I think that it would be a good idea, you know, and this is just a mental note. Just a good idea for myself, okay? Let me speak from example. For myself to teach not right and wrong, but there's a trial and error within yourself, because I think when we think of right or wrong is gonna kind of set us back. So I think using, like, replacing those words with something else, you know, as far as teaching is concerned, I think it's gonna be a good benefit for us.
That's the actual idea of what we call mind model.
Okay.
They got Waze and Dion. Seen that?
Yeah, I have not seen season two, but I have seen season one. Yes, I love
it. Okay, so Raising Dion season two, they go into, you know, because we don't think everybody got superpowers, right?
Right.
And so we might think a handicap don't got superpowers.
Yeah.
So we diss them all day life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the same time, it's like, boom, bridge broken.
Yep.
You gotta now fix it. Who's gonna fix it? Oh, here comes the person that you said it was handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
Come right along and help you. And that all that time you were saying stuff, you know what I mean? So
yep.
it's like that's why we shouldn't be too much on the extreme, because it could still pull you in on the other side of the extreme. Like a good could turn bad, just like a bad could turn good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you add an apple that's good, right? You can eat it.
Right.
But what you do with a bad apple? What you do with a bad apple?
Right.
Do you bury it? Do you get rid of it? You know what I mean? You can still make a bad apple good. You just didn't know how bad it was.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I like life isn't something you just throw away.
Okay.
These are these examples of somebody who committed a suicide or went off on a tangent and committed a homicide.
Okay, you just
want
to throw it away. But
this is the spontaneous combustion.
Patience. There it is, patience.
This is the spontaneous combustion. This is the blow up in the stomach. Do you know hernias come up from stress?
I can imagine.
If you had so much going on in your stomach, you yelling and fussing and da 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 da.
So that's what that is. I need to tell my brother because one of my brothers here, he has a hernia. And for me as a spiritual teacher, I know that his root is his emotional balance. But he has like a hernia the size of even bigger than a golf ball, you know, on him that he can't get rid of. Why? Because he doesn't balance his stress.
Right. That's very much so much the message. It's like you can't get rid of the messenger when the message is still important. The message is still important. The message is telling you, open up, get this out of me. You know, and not open it up by a doctor. Open it up by stretching so I can move. I can move this on down to where I need to get it out at. Usually it's in our anal or renal area. So Janus as a tuna. Tuna is anus. That's backwards. Anus, tuna. So when we're in Janus Aries, there's a lot of bowel movement happening we don't think about. A lot of bowel movement where we got to fix it, unclog it, because now here we come to spring. We got to spring into action. So how we don't see it by the February Aries? So there's not just one way that this world is showing us. We got multiple ways of being showing back. Like, let's go back to the Chris Rock. Chris Rock was talking about Jada Pinkett for 6 years. That's Virgo. What color was she wearing? Green. That's Virgo. Now, it could be the Statue of Liberty. It could be freedom. It could be dollar bill. It could be now whatever interpretation you want to put it at. However, while you're looking at the green, did you pay attention to the red? There's always that red that we might have forgot about. Might be a little bit of red, but it's still some red regardless. And when you start paying attention to that, now you see where the power is coming from. Sometimes the power is coming from the mouth. Why do you think women wear red lipstick? They might not even have to say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Eternal, we got 20 minutes left, so we need to go ahead and bring this back to a head. This has been a great podcast, and Eternal, I got tears in my eyes as I'm just about to say this. I want to thank you and let you know again, as I try, as I attempt to always do, I appreciate, you know, our interaction and our exchange in this universe and our time and space right now, because I don't think we realize, I think we know how powerful, you know, what we are doing is, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a dialogue and a conversation between the senior and elder generation. You know, it's a lot of things. Let me tell y'all something. It's a lot of things that Eternal does not agree, you know, that I do. And there are a lot of things, not a lot of things, because just some things. Most of the part I accept Eternal for who he is first. And, you know, like he could do no wrong, but I do know that, you know, Eternal has things that he struggled with. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have built a bond over time, over years of learning each other and growing, you know, together in our own way. But I said that to say this, guys, seniors and elders, in your personal spaces, you know, I hope that we could be an example of the conversations that's not always easy, because even with the men in my family, you know, the conversations that I have with Eternal, even with my dad, you know what I'm saying, it could blow up, you know, and the fact that Eternal and I have a balance to where, you know, we could have hard conversations, you know, and still respect one another. I think that that's going to be huge for the world, you know, to have this example, to know that it can be done, especially amongst men. And I can be hot-headed, Eternal, you know, he can be timid, you know, but he can also go from a zero to a thousand, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the fish, you know. But the thing about it is, for us to respect one another, even in our Shungo energies, I think that that is huge, and I think that is powerful. And Eternal, I want to just give my appreciation to you in this moment for that. And to conclude on this podcast, guys, it really takes us back to what, you know, to you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think what we're doing here at EAR is that we taught and tell people about how they need to get back to you. But I think that in different segments and classrooms, what we have done is give them different genres on how you can, you know, get back to you. You know what I'm saying? So this was a good one. Phone home, you know, what are those things that we are phoning home about that we choose to sweep under the rug and that we're truly not evaluating? Or are we evaluating, you know, so understanding the totality of everything, and in that is the zodiac signs, you know what I'm saying? We are the zodiac. We are the 13. So anyway, guys, I'm just in gratitude for this moment because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. You know, I do wrong shit all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? But even in my wrong shit, and as most of you guys know, I'm struggling in an area with my mother right now, and you know, me and her both, I think, you know, but here's the thing, we are twin souls, and the thing about it is that, you know, in order for me to be impatient and want to get rid of her, why am I not learning to, you know, understand on a deeper level? And I think that we can benefit from that, guys. Because I hope that me and my mother can be an example that even though we struggle in private, that we can heal in transparency. That's all I got. Eternally, go ahead and take us out. Come on.
No, that's real, because where you come from is very important in how we value where we're going to and becoming, you know, being present, you know, and I realized from Noble Drew Ali and hearing it from, what was it? I think it was, Gotta Be All So Simple Then. It was dedicated to the But they said Noble Drew Ali in there. Either way, it was Wu-Tang. And it was a point where I was seeing other people giving homage to their knowledge. And I give homage to the knowledge that I was acquired to learn on my own. Now, of course, there's also the knowledge I acquired to learn from my mother, who gave me the ability
to learn also through my father, who, you know, had the time to go overseas to, you know, fight the, as we call it, the thought of a war in the mental, you know, and then find out coming here, he says, I've been doing that for a contract, you know, over the 24 hours in time. So now it's a point where it's a conflict. And because of the conflict, it shows that there is no gift towards ourselves. Hold on for one second.
All right, guys. We definitely enjoyed you guys. At the most part, you know, patience, you know. I want to say that pay attention to the little subtle things that, you know, is going on in your lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you ever been in a conversation and you overheard somebody and, you know, something was meant to be said for you, but they wasn't talking to you? You know, that kind of thing is happening, guys. You're seeing things happen outside of yourself that that you think had nothing to do with you, but it had everything to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Eternal, let us know when you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Even for that, it's like we look at what can we say that can be so meaningful that you won't have to say anything else. Yeah, you'll find out, like, dang, I meant to say something else like this, you know. And that's why it's important for us to get in front of our, because I don't know my time yet either, in front of my mom, my dad, how to explain to them what I now see, and now I can, you know, not from the child that you have me as this grown parent now that has children, you know what I mean? Not one child, two children, you know, and one not here yet, but one coming. So it's like a lot of the, your new experience is happening while you're being the old experience, knowing what happened, you know what I mean? So it become what we call really the two-ball king. That's why the Spider-Man movies like that, it's important to look at how they called each other amazing. You're amazing. No, you're amazing. And something like that can make a person cry. This is where the empathy has to still be there. If you're not, as an elder, giving the high praise, we were just talking about grandmother. I said, you notice that grandmas are, like, used differently. They made Friday grandma where she was smoking the weed, she was drinking a 40-ounce and calling the man a P-word and a B-word, you know. And so then we had someone talk about, well, grandmas used to drink. Give her alcohol when we were young. And I was like, okay, see, so those are the wrong ones that were grafted in into doing what these nannies got caught into by being up in these White Houses. So this is why we have the impurities that we have to work on, how to get out of those situations, the brazing the cattle and eating the human people, then the eating animals afterwards, and then drinking. You know, this is the whole method to a ritual. If you're not doing it for the ancestors, you're doing it for people that are not your ancestors. So now it's like a point when you take your time off, are you really back on to messing yourself back out? Because your children are getting ready to come up next. And that's why Jada and Jade are separating themselves from their parents. This is why the swingers are actually showing themselves full blossom, but yet they're still seeing
what's the
side effect.
Hold on. That's what you just said, something very profound. That the children are separating themselves from Will and Jada. Why are they doing that? Powerful.
We got some waking up to do. So until we wake up, we're putting lies and we're lying in it. Until you take off the suit and still see the suit on you, you won't know what a hero is like. When you start doing heroic things, you won't have that good feeling that used to be in you all the time. Now it's so much you didn't know that was a good feeling anymore. You want money for it. You want to, you know, do an extra, another something for it. You know, the fix for it. We get the idea what fixes are. We're getting priced by it now. So now that when that happens, become the alternative to these things. Know that what can help our children out, become that help for the children. Don't keep saying, well, the children bad. They ain't got nowhere to go. They ain't got nothing to do. They ain't got nothing. Why are you being the now negative? Become a positive for his children. Because while we're looking at it, just like my mother, I heard my father, he was like, you know, I asked my mother, I said, so you're a minister now. Well, how did the brothers feel about that? And she was like, well, son, in the beginning, mother had to carry on I mean, Mary's mother had to carry on the word, and the word was perfect. And then, so when the son came, Jesus, as she called it, you know, because I'm still looking at it from her term, I still got to look at it and still be what my term is at, and I can still see some stuff. And she was like, well, he ended up coming with the perfect word. So now I'm like turning around in the circle like, yo, she at least knows the parable. You know what I mean? And because her being a minister as in to minister against a bull, sacrificial to the bull, I could see these things. Like, this is why Moses and the art and the Mozart and the art of work that we have to do, the artwork that we need to put out, we're there. We're right here at the Rosicrucian, all of that that they couldn't explain because their intellectual side couldn't go that far in the dimension of it. Only can go to a third plane. Can't go no higher than this, so they had to come back down again. This is why the earth feels like it's going back in another rotation where it's slowing back down again. Even though you're like, man, we feel like we're speeding up. No, it's actually slowing down. You just feel like it's speeding up because they're telling you, speed up, everything. Keep everybody thinking to speed up. Let's put the clock faster.
You got 10 minutes.
So if you think about what are you doing, slow yourself down, even in 10 minutes. See that 10 minutes is telling you right there. You are in the 10. Attend to attention. To yourself, you could be either minus, right, minutes or even seconds. You're seconds, that means you're not first to yourself. So when you look at the hours, is it all of y'all or is it just one of y'all? Because this is where your horsepower comes from. Your horsepower is Haru power. You're getting horsepower from a lot of things. So now how do you drive yourself? Don't let this phone drive you. You drive the phone. Put some stuff in it that make your intellectual side come higher than where it's at right now. Start putting some PDFs like you just did to me with Gerald Massey. Start putting some stuff up there that you'd be like, dang, I'm glad I did put this in here. Now let me go in a little bit longer. Let me write something that comes from out of it. And you'll see how your mind and your imagination starts to parallel its own self. Because we're there already. You are the collective. And the more you're being collective towards it, you'll see how collective you are. So with that being said, my mom, I was like, so, you know, these people are upset at you being a minister. And then my dad, he's like, well, you know, you're more of what they call the chaplain because they don't want you to be ordained in any of these churches because, you know, it's like bar hopping. You got to have one church. You got to be in this one. You got to learn the ropes of this one. Oh, no, this one. Oh, you want to be the ropes of Pentecostal? Okay, you want to, you know. So it got to a point where my dad was like, from where I'm from, that's why I don't do that. You know, you got to have labels. You are labeled to all, it's like a chaplain. Chaplain has a label to all of them. And that's how I look at my mother anyway. She's a nurse. She's been a nurse all my life. So me knowing her to where I'm at, I see her as Nanny. I see her as Auntie. I see her as a Nancy. That's why Nancy the Spider is something significant to me. And how they come out to be an 8, becoming a 9, that's Sagittarius energy. That's Sekhmet. That's the fire. That's the lion. That's God. The lion is goddess. The one with the hair of flames, like Phoenix, the bird. All these still playing the same thing. It's a Chiron. It's Wonder Woman. Yet, this Wonder Woman represents Libra. That's why we're learning the Libra now going into the Scorpio. How did you become a queen, Libra? How did you become a queen, Libra? You got to come back into your head again, Libra. You can't just stay down there with the lower. You got to go up to now to the higher from where your midsection, mid-God is at. Going up in there in the head, and now elevate yourself with some green food that came from Virgo's energy. So now you can be collective on your vision. Now your vision can help you out in your Scorpio energy. So you can relate how you relate to everything. Now you can see better because that's going to be in your Sagittarius energy. Now when you give out babies, the babies are more equipped. Now when you give out breast milk, the babies are more equipped. Now that you don't have to say, oh, I don't feel like working no more, the baby got it. Because the baby ain't a baby no more. I say, ooh. Must be right.
just think your life has gone on for too long.
Your knees get weak, yes they do. Your heart grows cold. You're tired of doing everything that you're told. Almost dawn. Stand up and be strong. Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong. If you